There's definitely buzz. It's tough all around in terms of getting internships and jobs just with the state of the economy, but there's definitely a drive within students and a desire to want to make a difference and have an impact. And a great way to do that is through the federal government. And so with the new hiring reform that's been initiated, I think that's going to do a lot better at getting recent graduates and interns in college to come and work for these agencies. So the buzz is there and the drive's there, and kids want to do it.
For a long time, the way that college students who came out of school and wanted to make a difference, as you say, thought about either academia or nonprofit organizations and so on as the way to do it. What's changing that's attracting them to the idea of federal service as a way to make an impact on the world around them?
I think a lot of it is the news, and with current events and things that have been going on, people are seeing how the federal government can answer certain types of situations. My personal experience, I got to go work at the Treasury to help work on the financial crisis. So seeing how the government responds to different situations allows students to kind of see, yeah, I could go do that. That's an avenue I can take. So it's kind of about what gets in front of them to know what they can apply for, where they can look.
David, you've done a lot on the University of Florida campus to promote federal service jobs and internships to your classmates and peers. What do you see, you know, both as an ambassador but also simply as a student at Florida, what do you see that government's actually doing well? How effectively are they recruiting for the next generation of public servants versus what's being done in the private sector?
Mm-hmm. So I think there's definitely a good presence that the government's making. I know at my career fairs, I see Homeland Security and the FDIC, they're all making a presence. So they're getting around, they're getting recruiting, which is something the private sector's been doing for years, but I've been noticing it more and more that the government agencies are visiting campus, and that's one of the best ways to help kind of promote those agencies and bring students to those work environments, because it's so easy to walk down the street to your career fair hosted on campus to look for a job, and it's a little harder when students have to kind of put that extra effort themselves. So that's definitely something they're doing right. And social media and things like that is something that's coming more into the forefront. Private sector companies might have gotten a little bit of a jump, but government agencies are certainly catching up and closing that gap very, very rapidly.
You're in Florida, and the idea of trying to talk people to move into moving from Florida to Washington, D.C. is probably not very appealing. Do most people still have the misperception that most of the federal business takes place here when actually only 12 to 15% of federal employees are actually here in the Beltway area?
It can definitely happen. There are students that haven't been exposed to a lot of the work that goes on around, but I'm finding that more and more students on campus and the ones that I talk to are starting to learn about those opportunities. One of the types of positions that are really attractive to college students is international work. So joining with the Foreign Service, those things are employment opportunities that students really like and are starting to key into. In terms of domestic positions that aren't in Washington, D.C., that's still something that is being worked on to kind of break that myth. But there are very good steps being made in the right direction towards exposing students to jobs that aren't just in the D.C. area.
David, continued good luck to you in your ambassadorship. It's great to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much.